Cassiopeia. Today is Thursday, August 12th, 1993, and I'm having a telephone conversation with Ed Miller concerning some questions I had about the park.
Okay, well, do you have time now that we can talk about some questions then? Okay, I've written the park chapter, and there's some questions I wanted to check with you about. When they were talking about establishing the Fish for Fun area way back in the very beginning in 73, 74, and 75, they said that there was a problem in that the people could not easily get to the creek to fish. Now, what was the reason for that? Was it, like, still in brambles? Were there fences, or what was the problem?
I don't remember that it being a big issue other than the wooded area right below the parking lot. Of course, that was pretty much secluded. That was before we had trails to have access to the creek. And then that was also before we had the, the sewer line. So, yes, the only access they had was from the parking lot. And then they would have to either enter the creek, walk down the creek, or walk through the wooded area to have access to the creek. So it was pretty much growing up in below the parking lot. And of course, originally we didn't have a parking lot.
Right.
You know, that was the other thing that made it very difficult, because they either had to park at the township, or they had to park at the that time would have been the Wayne Heights Community Association ground,
right,
which was a public place, not a public park, but it was open to the public. So it was a little difficult to get to the creek.
Okay,
until we had trails.
That was it, because the man who had come down talking about it said everything was fine except it was hard to get to, and
right.
I wanted to be sure why it was hard to get to.
Oh, that was the reason.
All right, good. Now, also, I was talking about the water service that you got in 1977. Now, what did that consist of? Was tapping on the main line and then going to each of the buildings and then a fire hydrant, or what was that service?
Right. What we did, we replaced the original service to the museum house and to the barn. This property had water, city water, back as far as 1916. And as far as we know, the line that was being used here was probably still the original line. And we had a lot of leakage, we had low pressure, and so it was decided then to enhance our fire protection, to put in a new service, and we have to come under the road because the water service is on the north side of 16 instead of the south side. So we have to come under the highway, and then at that time they decide to put in a fire hydrant. And
okay.
The whole new service was, water service then was put in both to the barn and to the museum house.
Okay, great. That takes care of that then. And then I read in the minutes that the picnic tables were returned to the area where there had been the bad flood, Hurricane Eloise. You got everything pretty much ready, and then the flood came.
Yes.
Now, do you store the tables during the winter time?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We store the tables over in the, now that we have a pavilion, we store those in the pavilion during the winter.
How many tables do you have? Do you have that count offhand?
Yes. We have 15 in the pavilion and 22 in the picnic area.
Good. I'll add that to the list then. All right.
I'll tell you what, you girls have done a meticulous job. You haven't left a stone uncovered.
Well, if you're doing it, you should do it right. That's the way I feel.
I agree.
If we're putting an effort into it, we might as well do it well.
Well, you're certainly putting a lot of effort into it.
Well, I'm finding out lots about Renfrew.
Well, yes.
All right, now, we were talking about the landscaping plan, and they recommended that they follow through on the National Heritage Corporation plan for removing trees around the museum. Now, were these plans carried out about that?
Yes, we took down the Norway maples that was in front of the house, and they basically was removed for two reasons. Most of them was disease and was riddled with carpet grants, which of course is no good when you have a structure that has wooden beams in it, and we was concerned about these carpet grants getting into the house, mostly the porches, because both porches and the front are wooden porches. And the trees were tall, rotted, and the other concern was, you know, windstorm damage, blowing them against the museum house and maybe doing some damage to the roof or to other parts of the house. And so, yes, that plan was followed through.
Okay. Now, there was also a suggestion that this was done, I think, by Nick Hunter, this vegetation plan, and it was suggested that all lands east of the Antietam Creek, except the temporary picnic area and auto parking lot, be permitted to grow its natural way, supplemented by planned plantings. Now, has that been carried out?
Right. There hasn't been a lot of extra planning done, but the keeping it in its original state, with the exception of where the nature trails was put through,
right,
everything has stayed pretty much the same.
Okay.
And we have planted some native wild, what's the word I want to use? Natural plants that would be growing in the wild, just regular wild native plants. We have done some of that with the help of Doris Goldberg.
Right, I mentioned her, that she's done a good bit finding out which ones the groundhogs didn't like.
Right.
All right, then the second suggestion there was that the ravine wilderness planting area west of the Antietam Creek be permitted to grow its natural way with existing walkways. That's been done, hasn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, good. Now, I wanted to talk about the trails, because I want to be sure I have them correct. Let me find that. Well, first of all, let's talk about the suggestion about the trees that are being planted. I want to be sure that I have that right and it's what you're doing. That the historical grove is behind the visitor center. And these are trees that have been provided by the West Penn Power Company, these historical trees. Okay, and then there's a memorial lane along the path leading to the Fauna Stock Barn for trees donated as memorials. Now, does that have any special name? Is that Memory Lane?
It's Memory Lane.
And is that an official name that I could put that in? It's called Memory Lane?
You could put that in. There's no sign to indicate that, but it has been recorded in the minutes that in the Park Committee's report, and it'll be designated as Memory Lane.
Okay, good. And then the other plantings that Trish got from the Small Business Administration grant, that goes up to the Covenanter Cemetery.
Right.
Okay,
right.
And those are all being done.
That's been done, yes.
Okay, now we're on to the trails.
Okay.
The one that you all made, the Ed Majota Trail, on the south and east side of the Antietam, is that's where it is?
Well, the Ed Majota Trail lies completely east of the Antietam.
Okay. Just east rather than south and east.
Right.
All right. And then the Old Mill Trail, which Arthur and Ron Kuiper in the book that they wrote said runs 1.5 miles long and follows the road that connected the mill site with Waynesboro.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, the Salty Grimes is the one that I'm having problems with because I think something had to be done with that because of the storm.
Yes. Since March 4th, the lower part, the southern part of the Salty Grimes Trail has been closed off and will probably be closed off permanently. But what we have done to enhance and continue the Salty Grimes Trail, well, we closed the southern portion of it off. We had an Eagle Scout build a new bridge across the tail race of the mill site. And now that goes down to run into where the trees are all fallen over the trail, cross over the bridge, and it loops back up, going north now, and brings you back out on the east side of the tail race.
Okay.
In other words, it sort of loops the tail race. You go over one bridge, make a left turn, go down to the new bridge that's been over, cross the bridge, and come back up north, and it brings you right out where you started.
Okay, good. All right. Now, how about this new trail that's being built, that that's back behind the Fonestock barn.
Okay.
And is this going to be with all the money that is the William Francis Memorial money, or?
No, that basically, that will be only a small portion of the money would be used for that, because we did that with this JTPA help that we had this summer.
Mm-hmm.
They came in and for 6 weeks they cut the trail out and marched it, and now that has been completed. It's not been marked properly at this point in time, but it will be called Memory Lane Trail.
Memory Lane Trail, okay.
And it's not going to be a specific Billy Francis Memorial Walkway. It's
mm-hmm.
just going to be called Memory Lane Trail.
But the money that came from his was used for that?
Well, a very small portion of that money was used, because what we do plan to do with that money is to improve the east bank of the Antietam with riprap.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought I had read about that.
And there is some confusion there, because we talked about both, and it was recorded in the minutes. In fact, the riprap was supposed to be done prior to the Memory Lane Trail, but when we was able to get the JCPA group, we figured they could do the trail, but they could not do the riprap.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was very little, the only money that we used, and I can't really give you a dollar figure because it was such a small amount, it was basically just to buy tools.
Oh, okay.
For these workers to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
So there would have been, I would say, less than $200 was spent.
Okay, so most of it was for the riprap,
right.
Earmarked for that.
Right.
Okay, now the Y Fitness Trail, I have that. It starts at the Y and winds through woods and forest at
mm-hmm.
Summit View and Renfrew Park.
Mm-hmm.
Is that descriptive enough of it?
Yes, and basically that, you know, they had it marked off originally. I mean, they did a real nice
mm-hmm.
job with that. But it's like everything else that has a good start. Sometimes it just sort of fizzles out. And
yeah.
It's not, they had arrows with the Y emblem on it, and they had stakes, and they followed through with that for about a year and a half, and then the stakes disappeared, and
mm-hmm.
it never was replaced. So I think that would be description enough.
Yeah. Okay, fine. And for the tot lot, I have here on that, there's a balance beam, a sandbox, a wooden climber, swings, and seesaws. Is
mm-hmm.
that, is there anything else there?
No, that's it.
Okay. Now, I had a problem with the park policy. I got a policy from the borough, and what it says, it was done in 79, and I'm concerned about the dogs and about bike riding, because those things were mentioned a lot in the minutes, and I have no idea what you decided about dogs and bike riding.
Okay, the decision, the final decision on the bike riding, there would be no bicycles ridden on the trails or on the walkways leading from the parking lot to the museum and visitor center.
Mm-hmm.
Bicycles could be ridden on part of the trail back of the barn going up past the cemetery and over to Summit View. But that was really the only access to a bicycle that was allowed. Just that open trail area that goes out along the cornfield towards
mm-hmm.
the Fonestock property, up to and past the cemetery, over to Summit View.
Okay.
That was the end of, that's the only place that bicycles could be ridden. All dogs must be kept on a leash at all times.
Okay. And these policies are especially for Renfrew, not
yes.
for other parks?
No, just for Renfrew.
And so the only policy that you have in addition to these things is the one that was done in 79,
mm-hmm.
the same one that's being used.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay. I also wanted to check about this last stream bank improvement permit that you had problems getting through.
Mm-hmm.
You had said that you could use a backhoe and pull the stones from the creek to fill in the cribbing.
Mm-hmm.
And then did you find out that you were not allowed to put fill into the floodplain? Is that what happened?
That's correct.
Okay, so you had to use soil, grass.
Right.
Plant grass.
Right. And the area that we're talking about, the last permit that we had asked for, was that area in front of the smokehouse.
Oh, okay.
That's where Doris has planted, and that has been done.
Uh-huh.
We filled that in, We was allowed to raise that up about 18 inches, then put rough topsoil on and plant it with annual ryegrass, perennial ryegrass, and then Doris Goldman and her group came in and planted wildflowers in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been left pretty much grow on its own. We haven't mowed it. What we will do in the fall, when everything freezes back, well, then we will get in and cut all the dead stuff out of it. But we won't maintain it as a mowed area.
Mm-hmm.
It's just basically going to go back to nature.
Okay, good. Now, who are the names of the people who work with you maintaining, like your maintenance crew?
Mm-hmm. Now, for this particular project?
No, for your all-around taking care of the maintenance.
Well, boy, I want to tell you something. That's a very limited crew this summer.
I'm sure it is.
Junior Freeman, who works 35 hours a week.
Now, is he, I have some Freemans listed here as being cedar workers also Green Thumb.
They was, David and Donald Freeman was cedar back when we had the cedar program.
Mm-hmm.
They were just young boys going to school. Now, Junior Freeman came to us through the Green Thumb program. He was on the Green Thumb program for 2 years, and then he was going to have to transfer, and then the Renfrew Board hired him as a part-time, full-time employee.
Okay. So Junior Freeman, how many hours did you say he worked?
35 a week.
35 a week.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anyone else working regularly? Just you and he?
Yep.
Wow.
That's it.
That's a lot for you all to do.
That's why I have a tough time answering the phone.
Right. So I won't take too much more time for you then.
No, that's fine. Take as much time as you want.
I'm
not doing much more the rest of the day.
Now, I wanted to check then about the cedar workers. If you can recall, I have some names that I got from the minutes.
Okay.
I'll read the ones that I have. A Barbara Robinson,
mm-hmm.
a David Dorsett,
mm-hmm.
Mark Michaels,
mm-hmm.
Karen Grattan,
right.
Mike Reilly,
mm-hmm.
Scott Rowland,
mm-hmm.
David Freeman, and then you said Donald Freeman also?
Yeah. Yes.
Can you recall anyone else?
Oh, boy. Not on the CETA program.
Okay. And at the same time, I have Harry McFern
mm-hmm.
and Amelia Popyk, P-O-P-Y-K.
That's correct.
And Jeff Freeman now. Is that the Junior Freeman?
Mm-hmm.
That's Junior.
Right.
All right. And
there was a Paul
Eck.
Correct.
Right. Now, I have also some JTPA people.
Right.
I have a Christine Skinner and a Eugene Butler.
Yes.
Now, there probably are a lot more. Is there a place that I could get those listings, or do you remember?
No, there would be. I have a list of the ones that was here last year, and then the ones we have this year.
Uh-huh.
I do have those. I do have those listed, and there would be about 9 that we had last year, and we had about 8 this year.
Oh, well, I could use those lists, and that would be good.
I have those, not right here in front of me, but I do have those.
Okay, if you can just maybe make a list for me, and
sure.
I could pick them up the next time that I'll be in.
Sure,
yeah.
I'm happy to do that.
Okay, I don't think there's anything else. Let me check with George if he can think of anything. Anything else you can think of? Was there anyone employed on your crew in the past that we didn't talk about?
There was another one on the Green Thumb for a very brief period of time was John Riley. I just happened to think of him. That was Green Thumb.
John Riley.
R-I-L-E-Y.
Okay. And that was Green Thumb.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But he was only here for a short time and had to quit because of health reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Off the top of my head, Betsy, I can't think. I'm sure there must have been because, boy, I've had so many from the time we had the CETA program up through all of these programs since 1975. I've had somebody from all the government programs that was available to us.
Uh-huh.
But I can't think, most of those names, though, that you read off, I can't remember additional.
Okay, that's fine.
Sounds like pretty good coverage.
I got them from the minutes. I mainly went through the minutes and picked them up then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I appreciate taking your time to call me.
Anytime.
Thanks again.
Bye-bye.